之所以没有在刚才的祷告当中来默想主的死。
The reason I did not ask people to meditate on the death of our Lord.
因为主小弟认为这是我在圣餐礼当中现在才要进行的。
I believe that this is what I'm about to ask of you right now.
我们先一起翻开新约圣经路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22,
14节
verse 14.
就不念中文了，麻烦古执事哈，十四节。
Let's read Luke 22 verse 14. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him.
十五节。
15. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." 16. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. 17. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves." 18. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. 19. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." 20. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you."
Amen. 我们看到是2000年前耶稣在将要受死之前
2000 years ago before our Lord Jesus suffered.
他在所爱的使徒面前
Before the disciples whom he loved.
时候是在犹太人的逾越节
During the Jewish Passover feast.
他设立的这圣餐
He instituted the Holy Communion.
刚才梁传道跟我们提到我们真耶稣教会三大圣礼。
Pastor Liang has mentioned the three sacraments of the True Jesus Church.
什么是圣礼呢？有四个很重要的条件。
There are four important conditions to being a sacrament.
第一个是主耶稣他亲自做了，他亲自设立的。
The first is that it must be instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ and he has set an example.
第二个，他不只自己做，他吩咐凡愿意跟随他的人都要做。
Secondly, a sacrament is something that our Lord Jesus has commanded all his followers to do.
第三件事情，这跟我们得救有绝对的关系。
Thirdly, a sacrament is necessary for our salvation.
还有第四个条件，如果没有这第四个条件，爱也要变成圣礼。
And there is a fourth condition, because without that condition, love can also be called a sacrament.
第四个条件就是，这些圣礼都是借由有形质的东西来完成属灵的奥秘。
The fourth condition is that a sacrament uses a physical element or event to achieve the spiritual effect of salvation.
我们的洗礼是这样。
This applies to our baptism.
我们的洗脚礼是这样。
And our foot washing.
我们的圣餐礼也是这样。
As well as our holy communion.
洗礼，这个圣餐礼的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of the holy communion?
所以后来使徒保罗虽然没有亲自跟随过耶稣基督，
Even though the Apostle Paul had never followed the Lord Jesus when he was in the world,
但是他被圣灵启示得更清楚，也教导我们。
He received a clearer revelation from the Holy Spirit, and he taught it to us.
我们来看哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
二十三节到二十六节，
Verses 23 to 26.
好，二十三节。
Verse 23, For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. 24, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." 25, In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." 26, For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
Amen. 所以这里这一段经文里面，保罗连续两次在强调什么？
Two times in this passage, Paul emphasizes something.
他说要这样做，为的是纪念主。
He says, "Do this in remembrance of the Lord."
要一直做，做到主耶稣再临为止，这就是我们做的。
And we must continue to do this until the Lord's coming.
可能每个地方教会的频率都不一样。
Perhaps different churches hold the Holy Communion with different frequencies.
我们这里或者跟台湾一样，大约是每半年一次。
Here at Pacifica Church, we are probably more like Taiwan because we hold it twice a year.
有些地方的真耶稣教会是三个月一次。
In some churches, some True Jesus churches, we hold it once every 3 months.
有些是每个月一次。
Some even hold it once every month.
频率的多跟少不是重点。
The exact frequency is not the most important.
就依据各自教会的需要来制定吧。
Because each church can determine based on its need.
但是重要，如这里所说的，要一直做，做到主再临为止。
What is important, as it is stated here, that we must continue to do so until the Lord's coming.
这里说要纪念主，纪念主的什么呢？主的死。
What should we remember about the Lord? We should remember about His death.
所以这个表明就是讲说跟传扬的意思。
Here it uses the word to proclaim.
好，那我们现在就要来思念一次主死的过程。
So let's now think about how our Lord Jesus Christ died.
我们请翻看马太福音二十六章五十七节。
Please read Matthew 26 verse 57.
二十六章五十七节。
Matthew 26:57. And those who had laid hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled.
我们继续从六十六节看到六十八节。
Let's read 66 to 68. What do you think? They answered and said, He is deserving of death. 67. Then they spat on his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands. 68. Saying, Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?
我们继续看二十七章的第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 27, verse 1. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. 2. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
我们跳过来看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
到三十一节。
To verse 31. 26. Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. 28. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. 29. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! 30. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. 31. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified.
我们最后看四十五节到五十节。
Let's now read 45
verse
45 to 50. For 45, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? 47, some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, This man is calling for Elijah. 48, immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on the reed, and offered it to him to drink. 49, the rest said, Let him alone, let us see if Elijah will come to save him. 50, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit.
Amen. 我们刚才看的这几段经文，就是主耶稣怎么死的过程。
The passages we read were descriptions of our Lord Jesus' death.
我们看到他被拳头揍。
He was beaten with fists.
被用手掌打。
He was struck with the palms of people's hands.
被用鞭子鞭。
He was scourged.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些本来是我们要在地狱里面受的。
These were torments that we were supposed to endure in hell.
他先代替你承受了。
But he bore them all for you.
让我们走在人生的路上，面对生命的意外跟患难的时候。
So that as we journey through this world and as we face the afflictions and hardships of life,
不用再独自承受。
We don't have to bear it all alone.
能拥有基督所赐的安慰与平安。
We may have the consolation and peace from our Lord.
我们看到 主耶稣在他人生最后一条路上是被捆绑、被押解的。
We can see how the final segment of Jesus' life was one in which he was bound and arrested.
我们或许还可以决定我们人生最后一段路怎么走，在医院、在家里、在哪里。
For us, we may even decide how we want to complete the last stage of our life, whether to be at home or be at the hospital.
他没得选择。
But our Lord Jesus did not have a choice.
他选择不自由的来完成人生最后一段路。
He chose to surrender his freedom to complete this last segment of his life.
因为他背负了原本在我们生命当中我们背负不起那一部分的重量。
Because he bore the burden that you and I could not have borne ourselves.
不管你今天觉得自己肩上的担子有多重，
No matter how burdensome you feel your burden is,
你今天还是走到这里来了。
At least you have come here today.
你明天依然可以迎接太阳的升起。
You can still see the sunrise tomorrow.
他被捆绑押解。
He was arrested and bound.
是为了让我们大家可以不用再被罪捆绑。
So that we can be set free from the bondage of sin.
让我们有自由的新生命。
So that we may have a new life of freedom.
你刚才有算他几次被人家吐口水在脸上吗？
Did you count how many times people spat on him?
如果你被吐口水呢？
What if somebody spits on you?
有多久没被吐口水在脸上了？
When was the last time someone spat on you?
你会有什么反应？
How would you react?
你会生气吗？
Would you be outraged?
会惊讶吗？
Would you be shocked?
你看这一只羔羊，一个声音都没有发出来。
Look at this Lamb of God. He did not make a sound.
他愿意承受。
He was willing to endure it.
他不好受，但是他还是要受。
As agonizing as it was, he took it upon himself.
他是代替我们原本应该受的羞辱。
He took upon him the shame that we were supposed to suffer.
使我们有忍勇气可以忍受人生上的苦难。
That we may have the courage to endure the hardships of life.
他因为爱我们，自愿抛弃一切的尊严。
Out of his love for us, he willingly laid down his dignity.
有人说啊，有人查考，甚至最后主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，不像欧洲那一些雕像上前面还有一块布的，没有啊。
Based on some research, our Lord Jesus didn't even have a loincloth on him when he was crucified.
他是近乎羞耻跟全裸的在油街被钉死。
He was naked and completely humiliated before the people as he was crucified to death.
为什么？
Why?
他自愿抛弃一切的尊严跟面子，为的是什么？
Why did he so willingly lay aside all dignity and pride?
圣经虽然没有写，但是我的心跟保罗想的是一样的。
Though the Bible doesn't tell us, but I have the same thoughts as Paul.
你觉得主耶稣在断气之前在脑中想的是什么？
What do you think was on Jesus' mind as he breathed his last?
我觉得他在想你的脸跟你的名字。
I believed he was thinking about you and your name.
你还没来到这个世界上之前，耶稣死之前已经想到你的脸跟你的名字。我替你死了，你可以不用下地狱了，我的爱。
Before you were even born, our Lord Jesus thought of you and said on the cross, "I remember you and I love you."
然后他断气了。
And he breathed his last.
所以我搞不清楚为什么有人到教会来。还在讲要叫教会尊重他，我有人的尊严呢。
So I don't understand when people say that the church should respect them or that they have dignity in the church.
就像刚才梁传道讲的，我们不管外面是什么样的人，在进教会之前就把那个人放在外面吧。
As Preacher Liang says, no matter what position you hold in this world, put it all aside when you come to the chapel.
我一直搞不清楚为什么有人来到教会里面还在讲说要尊重我，要听一听我的意见。
I just can't understand why people insist that the church must respect them or that their opinions must be heard.
我告诉大家，我当神学到现在，我从来不问为什么这样安排我圣工的。
Let me tell you, since I entered the seminary until now, I never question an assignment from church.
对我来讲，教会里面没有我赖昌义的面子，只有耶稣基督的面子跟尊严。
Because in the church, there's no place for the face of Lai Changyi. I only honor the face of our Lord Jesus.
你们排什么，从来不用问我的。
Whatever you assign me, you don't need my consent.
对我来讲，那一纸公文上面奉主耶稣基督圣名，对你们来讲是什么？我不知道。对我来讲，就是圣旨，就是军令。
When I received a letter from the GA to, with an assignment, I don't know what it means to you, but to me, it means it's a sacred decree.
后来到哪一间教会去，我从来不问人家为什么派我到这里来。
When I'm assigned to be a resident pastor of a certain church, I would never question why.
我从来不问为什么要做这份工作。
I would never question why they assigned me this work.
我告诉你，我也不知道我为什么到美国来。
I don't know even why I came to America.
因为公文上面奉耶稣基督圣名，我就来了。
Because on the official letter it says in the name of the Lord Jesus, so I came.
什么叫做还要问过我意见啊？
Why should I even have my consent?
什么叫做还要尊重我一下？
Why do I need people to respect me?
除非我重病了不能去，我家里有事，我可以跟你反映，谢谢你安排我，但是我现在真的去不了了。
If I'm really so sick that I cannot perform the assignment, I will say thank you, but I really cannot do it at this time.
我没有勇气裸体到旧金山去为耶稣基督走三个小时吗？
Do we have the courage to go naked on the streets of San Francisco for 3 hours?
耶稣基督这样背着十字架为你走过那一段路，你记得吗？
For the sake of the Lord Jesus, but our Lord Jesus, for your sake, went through that shame and humiliation.
他是至高的王。
He is the most exalted King.
他是独一的主啊。
He is our only Lord.
我们来到这里为的是什么？
Why have we come here?
很多不是基督徒的人没有办法了解十字架的意义。
Many unbelievers are not able to see the significance of the cross.
所以啊，你看到那些摇滚乐手啊，还有十字架的刺青，还挂着十字架的耳环，这什么意思啊？
Some rock and roll musicians have piercings of the cross on their bodies. What does that mean?
很酷吗？
Is it just a cool symbol?
表示我在狂野中或者是邪恶中还有带点一点圣洁，很酷吗？
That I could look holy in my wild passion?
你来到我们这里，我们看不到这种东西，连后面一个十字架都没有。
As you come to the church, you don't see any such things. We don't even see a cross behind the podium.
因为我们知道十字架真正的意义，那个意义在我们的心里面。
Because we know the true significance of the cross and that meaning is in our hearts.
以前的人认为说神是不会流血的，神是不可能死的。
People in the past that God could never bleed or die.
我想请问大家，你们希不希望看到神迹？
Do you wish to see a miracle? Let me ask you.
我再问你们，你们认为时间跟空间之下最伟大、最伟大的神迹是什么？
And let me ask you again. What is the greatest miracle that occurred under space and time?
不是红海分开啊。
It is not the parting of the Red Sea.
不是天地黑暗啊。
It is not the darkening of heaven and earth.
甚至天地被创造都不算什么，因为还会被造第二次。
Even the creation was nothing because there will be a new creation.
死人复活这些都不算什么。
The resurrection of the dead, all of these are nothing.
我告诉你，最伟大的神迹只能有过一次，永远不会再有第二次的。
Let me tell you, the greatest miracle happened only once in history and will not be repeated.
就是不可能死的神却死过一次，你知道吗？
That is the immortal God died once.
这种神迹在时间空间的上面跟下面是永远不可能再有第二次了。
Whether it's above or under space and time, such a miracle can never happen again.
这比所有的创造跟毁灭还要伟大无数倍啊。
This is far greater than all creations and destructions.
可是你们知道他为什么要死过一次吗？
But do you know why he had to die once?
为了他所有神性最完美的结合。
To combine, to unite the perfection of his divine nature.
神性是公义圣洁的。
God's divine nature consists of holiness and justice.
所以罪恶是没办法立在圣洁前面的。
Sin cannot stand before God's holiness.
他曾经讲过说，他万不以有罪的为无罪，还记得吗？
He says in the Bible that he will not hold the guilty guiltless.
希伯来书说，人非圣洁，不能见主的面。
Hebrews tells us that unless we're holy, we cannot see the Lord's face.
我以一个比较不恰当的比喻啊，好像科学上的物质跟反物质一碰到就毁灭了，你晓得吗？罪跟圣洁是不可能并立的。
perhaps I can use the analogy that it is like the physical merging with the immaterial in physics, and this is not permitted.
神讲过的话，他永远不能改变，这叫他的信实。
God's word can never be changed, and that's what makes God faithful.
所以说神是万能，我告诉你，他在万能底下，为了他的神性有所不能。
Yes, God can do all things, but because of his divine nature, there are certain things that God cannot do.
神一个不可能做到的，他自己讲，我不能背乎我自己，有听到吗？
Tells us that there is at least one thing that God cannot do, and that is, according to the Bible, deny himself.
所以他说有罪的人全部都要付出代价，要受苦，要下地狱，我们就结束了。
If he says that all of those who sin against me must go to hell, then that would be our end.
他今天如果像那些有权位的人，因为喜欢你就特赦，把你的有罪当成无罪，我告诉你，这种神你千万不可以信。
If he is like people in the world who can show you favor and give you amnesty, then you must not believe in this kind of God.
因为他的全能大到可以改变自己的话语，这种神你信就完了。我解释给你听为什么。
If there's a God who is so powerful that he can change his word at any time, then you must not believe in this God.
因为他现在前100亿年说做好事可以上天国。
Because in a certain million of years, he may tell you, you do good and you go to heaven.
万一过了一千亿年以后，他不喜欢的天国，他也可以把它废掉，那不就完了吗？
Billions of years later, he changes his mind and gets rid of the heavenly kingdom.
可是我告诉你，你可以完全相信这一位神，因为他讲过，他说过的话，他不能背乎他自己。
But the God we worship is someone you can fully trust because he has said that he cannot deny himself.
他的话语立定在天，永远不会改变。
His word stands firmly in the heavens and must not be changed.
所以他说，有罪的要付出代价。
He has said that those who have sinned against him must pay a price.
可是他因为太爱你，不愿意你受苦下地狱，他必须想一个方法来解决。
But because he loves you so much and he does not wish to see you go to hell, he needs a way for you to get out of that.
这就是为什么在创世之前，他就已经预定好要来到这个世界上替我们死，有没有？
This is why before the creation, he already prepared a way for him to come to this world to die for us.
因为这样子，他又可以满足他的圣洁跟公义。
By doing so, he satisfies both his holiness and justice.
他又可以维持他的信实，永远不变，就是有罪要付出代价。
And his faithfulness to his words that people must pay a price for.
他又可以完全满足他的慈爱，不让你受苦，因为他替你受苦，替你死。
He also satisfies his love for us because he has died for us and suffered for us.
十字架是什么？
What is the cross?
十字架是所有神性最完美的结合跟展现，你要理解。
The cross is the perfect and full manifestation of God's divine nature.
这是神的死，为了爱你。
Death of God is out of His love for you.
所以我们前几天说了，把独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
As we stated a few days ago, God gave us His only begotten Son that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
各位，你知道吗？当你信他而受洗，
When you believe in the Lord Jesus and are baptized,
当你信他，洗脚与他有份，
When you believe in Him and receive full washing to have a part of the Lord,
当你信他，现在要领他的肉跟血的时候，
When you believe in Him and partake of His body and blood,
我要替你高兴，恭喜你，你正式踏上永生的道路啦。
I rejoice with you and I congratulate you because you are on your way to eternal life.
所以这个有形质的圣礼要完成什么属灵的奥秘呢？我们来看一段经文就结束了。
How can the physical sacraments fulfill spiritual effect? Let us read a passage.
我们请看约翰福音六章四十八节。
Please read John chapter 6 verse 48.
四十八节到五十九节，好，麻烦古执事。
John chapter 6 verse 48 to 59, verse 48. I am the bread of life, 49. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead, 50. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die, 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. 52. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? 53. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. 55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. 56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. 57. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. 58. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. 59. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum.
Amen. 这一段话就是圣餐真正属灵的意义。
These words are show the significance of Holy Communion.
属灵的奥秘。
The spiritual mystery.
大家你再看后面啊，66节，当时有很多跟随耶稣的人听到这一段话不明白就离开了，有没有看到？
According to verse 66, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more because they could not understand Jesus' words.
我告诉你，到现在啊，很多人离开。
Even today, many people have left him.
感谢主，我们留在这里的是明白这道理没有离开的。
Thank God for those of us who have stayed behind have understood his word.
你看我们其他教派的那些朋友们，很多说这是象征啊。
Many other Christians would say Jesus was talking symbolism.
没有啊，这是属灵，只有属灵的教训而已啊。
This is just a spiritual teaching.
这只是一种纪念仪式啊。
This is just a formality of remembrance.
在小弟看，这些就是已经在灵里面离开的那一群啊。
To me, these are people who have departed from the Lord Jesus spiritually speaking.
因为他们真的不相信这就是主的肉跟主的血是可吃可喝的。
Because they do not believe that this is the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus, which is true food and drink.
这个属灵的奥秘告诉我们什么？
What does the spiritual mystery teach us?
你知道吗？我们不只有肉体的生命，我们还有属灵的生命。
Not only do we have physical life, we also have spiritual life.
今天我们三位同龄接受洗礼，赦罪重生了。
Today, three members have been baptized, and their sins have been forgiven, and they have been born.
有一天，我们的肉体依然要结束。
One day, our physical bodies must perish.
可是我们属灵的生命，今天重生会一直延续下去。
But our spiritual life, which is regenerated today, will continue on.
我们人对肉体的事情都很敏感。
We are sensitive to physical things.
搞不好现在已经有人肚子饿了，对不对？
Perhaps some of us already feeling the hunger in our stomach.
你再两餐不吃，可能就虚弱了。
If you skip two more meals, you will become weak.
所以我们拼命找吃的啊，人民以食为天。
For us, food is very important.
可是你知道吗？我们人啊，我们器官里面肝脏叫做沉默的器官，听过吗？
Some people call the liver a quiet organ.
它除非已经坏到某一种程度的，你是没有感觉的。
Unless the liver is very in a very bad shape, you usually don't detect anything wrong with it.
我告诉大家，我们生命当中有一个部分更沉默。
But let me tell you, there is another part of our lives that is even quieter than the liver.
也是一般人不重视的，叫做灵命。
And many people neglect it, and it is called spiritual life. Spiritual life.
所以外面的人都在追求肉体跟情欲的事情，他不关心灵魂的。
People of this world seek things of the worldly passion, sinful passions.
很多人的灵很虚弱啦。
Many people are weak spiritually.
病啦，有灵里面的癌症快死了，他不在乎啊。
They may be sick spiritually. They may even have cancer spiritually, and they don't care.
今天我们有重生的生命，耶稣告诉我们，我们这个属灵的生命怎么健康活下去呢？
Today we have a new spiritual life, and the Lord Jesus teaches us how to sustain this new life.
除了神的话语之外，就是这个圣餐。
Besides having the Word of God, we also need to partake of the Holy Communion.
这是属灵的奥秘。
This is a spiritual mystery.
你没有来领受他的肉跟血，有没有？
Unless we partake of His body and His blood,
你没有永生啊。
We do not have life in us.
你的灵命会死掉，会不健康的。
Our spiritual life will deteriorate and even die.
再来第二个奥秘，还跟我们末日复活有关系。
The second mystery is that it is related to our future resurrection.
我不知道神怎么成就这事，但是就是有关系。
I don't know how God will make it happen, but the Bible tells us it's related.
你不用问我不会解释，但是你相信吗？
Don't ask me to explain it because I can't, but just believe.
那时候66节有很多人想不通啦，就离开啦，想不通就离开啦。
Verse 66, many of the people could not make any sense of what Jesus said, so they left.
感谢主，今天我们没有离开。
But thank God we have not left.
因为我们虽然不完全理解这个奥秘，我们愿意相信。
Because we don't fully understand the mystery, but we're willing to believe.
所以我们等一下领受的不只是主的肉跟血，也是主的爱，你摸得到，甚至可以放进嘴巴的爱，这么具体。
What we're about to partake is the concrete manifestation of Jesus' love, which is something you can even partake of into your mouth.
因为主已经为你死。
Because our Lord Jesus has died for you.
所以才有这肉跟血。
That's why we have His body and His blood.
我们拿到的时候要感谢。然后再领受。
When we receive the communion, we must be thankful before we partake of it.
好，我们即将要来祝谢。
We are about to give thanks.
等一下，我们用一整块的无酵饼。
We're going to use one unleavened bread.
一整壶没有发酵过的葡萄汁。
One cup of unleavened, unfermented grape juice.
完全跟犹太人在逾越节的时候所用的主耶稣所做的是一样的。
So what we're doing is exactly according to what Jesus did during the Feast of Passover.
我们祝谢之后，它就联化成主的肉跟血，我们用信心领受。
After we partake of it, we need to believe that in the Spirit, this is the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus.
然后等一下，如果还没有在我们真耶稣教会接受赦罪重生洗礼的。
For those who have not received the baptism of forgiveness of sins and regeneration in the true Jesus Church,
啊，请不要领受。
Please refrain from the communion.
然后还没有，我们小朋友虽然已经洗礼了，他没有办法自己领受的，不用带领。
And if your child is not able to consume the communion, you don't have to do it for them.
我们反省过后，如果是圣经当新约圣经所说那种禁戒不该犯的，我们故意犯了。
If we have committed sins deliberately, sins that the Bible forbids us to commit,
故意拜偶像,
if we deliberately worship idols,
故意吃血,
if we deliberately eat blood,
犯过奸淫,
if we have committed sexual immorality,
就是除了一夫一妻一男一女之内其他的性关系的,
meaning all kind of sexual behavior outside of the marriage,
我们也请不要领, 要不然会有事情啊,
Let us not partake, or else we may be judged.
在这其他之外，我们省察反省过了，我们都应该要领。
But apart from these, if once we have examined ourselves, we should partake of the Holy Communion.
我们现在都跪下来祝谢。
Let's all kneel down and offer our thanksgiving.